This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced that Made in India products will now have a reduced US tariff of 18%. He made the announcement in a social media post after talking to US President Donald Trump. Prime Minister Modi said he is looking forward to working closely with President Trump to take the bilateral partnership to unprecedented heights. US President Donald Trump has said that United States' amazing relationship with India will be even stronger going forward. In a social media post, the US President said that both the countries agreed to a trade deal where US will charge a reduced reciprocal tariff, lowering it from 25% to 18%. Union Ministers Amit Shah Union Ministers Amit Shah, Dr. S. Jaishankar, Rajnath Singh, Ashwini Vaishnav, Piyush Goyal and Kiran Rijiju have congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump as well as the people of India and the United States on the landmark trade agreement. U.S. Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Suzanne P. Clark has welcomed the announcement of trade deal between the United States and India by calling it a development that the Chamber and American and Indian businesses have long sought. In a statement, Ms. Clark said that the announcement to reduce tariffs and non-tariff barriers will benefit American and Indian companies and workers in both great nations. Both the Houses of Parliament will continue the discussions on the motion of thanks on the President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament. In the Lok Sabha, a total of 18 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Moving the motion in the lower house yesterday, Union Minister and BJP MP Sarbananda Sonowal termed the address of President Murmu as remarkable. In the Rajya Sabha, 16 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Moving the motion, nominated member C. Sadanandan Master said, President Murmu in her address has articulated a clear and confident vision of India's journeys towards Viksit Bharat. President Draupadi Murmu will visit the revered Ma Birja Temple at Jajpur this morning as part of her six-day tour to her home state Odisha. Elaborate arrangements have been made in and outside of the sacred temple for the visit of the President. More on this from our correspondent.
President Draupadi Murmu will offer prayers to Goddess Biraja at Ma Biraja Temple in Jajpur of Odisha this morning and perform Pinda Dana at Navi Gaya. Later in the day, President Murmu will proceed to Baleswar district to attend the 12th convocation ceremony of Fakir Mohan University as the chief guest. On the occasion, she will unveil a statue of Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee and inaugurate a 1,000-seater convention hall on the university campus. In the evening, the President will leave for Puri, where she is scheduled to have darshan at the Sri Jagannath Temple tomorrow. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
Rabi crop sowing has covered over 676 lakh hectares across the country as of 30th of last month. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare has said Rabi sowing has seen strong growth this season with the total area rising by 15 lakh hectares compared to the last year. Wheat has been sown over 335 lakh hectares while rice covers 45 lakh hectares. The government has notified the baggage rules 2026. The centre also issued the new customs baggage, declaration and processing regulations 2026 and a master circular. Ministry of Finance said that the rules will simplify procedures, enhance transparency, enable electronic and advanced declarations and ensure smooth clearance. These changes will allow enhanced general free allowance, transfer of residence benefits and special allowances for jewellery. The regulations also include new provisions for temporary import, re-import, duty-free import of one laptop for passengers above 18 years and pets, and enhanced passenger facilitation. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants will take on Delhi Capitals in the crucial eliminator clash at the BCA Stadium in Kotambi, Vadodara today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.